We had two major objectives, and one was to support Foreign Fisheries Agency and Pacific Island delegations on a proposed conservation measure on marine pollution, and the other one was to promote improved mitigation of bycatch of threatened species, namely turtles, sharks, seabirds. All of those were very successful for us. We thought we made substantive progress.
Why do you think it's important that the Pacific fishing industry takes responsibility for those issues?
First of all, the Pacific fishing industry, in terms of catch volume, is largely Asian vessels, with some US vessels and fewer European Union vessels. The amount of fishing that's done by actual Pacific vessels with Pacific crews is relatively minor. We don't have a statutory involvement in tuna management, but we do, of course, have a statutory involvement in environmental issues, both waste management and threatened species. 3 years ago, we analyzed 10,000 observer reports based on marine pollution events and discovered that even where there's an observer on board, vessels still dump large amounts of stuff that they're not supposed to dump. So we've been agitating on that for the last couple of years. So we're very pleased to see it as a conservation management measure. We're very pleased that we now have an opportunity to hold vessels and their skippers more accountable. We'll be very pleased to work with Pacific Island countries and other interested parties to develop and deliver training modules so that crews understand that what used to be taken as accepted practice and just isn't acceptable anymore when the oceans are filling up with garbage and plastic. We see this as an important step on the journey towards truly integrated ocean management, where fisheries are part of a sustainable management regime for the ocean. Part of getting fishers who are from distant nations fishing in our region to understand that they need to play their part in conservation of the environment. And when we put all these things together, we've got a package that's come out of the commission meeting, which SPREP and other stakeholders will try and work on to provide, if you like, an environmental sensitivity training for longline and purslane vessels in the region.